Continuing our theme of discussing this idea of Pnimius HaShabbos, it's one of the topics which is discussed side the Pnimius Tvarim, side the Halacha Tvarim, is the concept of Simcha and Shabbos. Is there a din of Simcha and Shabbos? It would seem that the din of Simcha, al pi din, is only true by Yom Tov. Because the Torah says, "V'samachta b'chagecha," and the Torah repeats the lashon of Simcha many times in the parashas pertaining to Yomim Tovim. But when it comes to Shabbos, we find the musagim of Kavod Shabbos, we find the concept of Oneg Shabbos, but the concept of Simcha and Shabbos we don't find. If one takes a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud, the Rambam speaks about Oneg Shabbos and he speaks about Kavod Shabbos. Doesn't say anything about the concept of Simcha and Shabbos. If you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov and Perek Vav, the Rambam seems to be very clear that there's an inyan of Oneg Shabbos and of Kavod Shabbos, but the din Simcha is exclusive for Yom Tov. Now it's a sugya, and we're just going to touch, just in the beginning, a few of the Maar Makomos involved in Halacha regarding these inyanim. You have here the She'iltos in Simen Tesvav, in the middle of a wide discussion about Avelos, and he's quoting the Mishnah here in Mori Katan, Shabbos Oila Ve'ena Mafsakas. That Shabbos is included in the days of the 7 days of Avelos, but it's not Mafsik the Avelos. So the She'iltos writes, and this is not the Gemara, he explains why is this so, my taima. So he says, Einig Hu Dichsiv Bei. So he says, Oneg is what's written by Shabbos. Haregalim mafsikin. Why are the regalim, the Yomim Tovim, they're mafsik avelos? Ve'einan oilin. My taima simcha hu dechsev b'hu. Because there's a concept of simcha bayantiv, whereas Shabbos only has a concept of oneg. To the left, Tosas amoyed katataf chavkim olam advez. Tosas writes there, Umetaretz afagav the Shabbos oila regal ena oila. Why is there no mafsik avilus on Shabbos? Hoil ve'ena avilus klal. There's no avilus on Yontiv. Mishum dechsiv behu simcha. Shabbos mihaleksiv simcha. Doesn't say simcha on Shabbos. Afilo ena noheges oila. So even though there's no simcha, nevertheless. Nevertheless, there is an idea that although we're not noheg in Yoni Avelos and Shabbos, so it's still included. So he explains, "Birshami mafarsh time of the Shabbos in Avelos noheg ba mishul desiv berachas Hashem hisasher for lo Yosef etzav ima v'Shabbos k'siv be'berachas." So the Yerushalmi explains that although there's no din simcha on Shabbos, there's a concept of bracha on Shabbos, and bracha allows that the concept and the Dini Avelis can't be Masa Gvul into Shabbos, but what deflects completely and what eradicates the Din Avelis of Avelis is the concept of Simcha, which only exists by Yontiv, but not by Shabbos. What would seem to contradict this, and this is what the Poskim deal with, is the Gemara in Yerushalmi, Megillah Perek Aleph, which you have in front of you, where the Gemara there says that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, and the Suda Zintchat Yom Rishon. So the Gemara there says, Sudas Pur Ma'achim al-Makdim, and why do we push it off to Sunday? Reb Zeira Bo Kuma Kame Reb Avohu. And he says, V'yaso Yisam B'Shabbos. Why don't you just make the Suda of Purim on Shabbos? Amar Leh, La'aso Yisam Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. So the Pasuk says in the Megillah, La'aso Yisam Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, Es She'Simchas Otliya Be'Bezdin. So Simchas Purim, and the Yom Purim is Tzolim Be'Zdin, Yitzei Zeh She'Simchas Otliya B'Dei Shanai. Whereas Shabbos is a concept of simcha, which is Tliya B'dei Shamai. So it takes some type of a yeshiv to understand what's the sinyan of simcha. The Betzil HaChachma, Inshallah Sotshuva Simen Samaches, comes out that midaraisa there's no dim simcha, midarabanan there is, and so says as well the Klausenberger Rebbe in Divrei Yitziv and Likutim Simen Mimalav Sukkot Yod. But let's understand this sugi a little bit more. What's important by Mokum in this sugi is the Sifri. The Safi says in Parashas Baloischa, which was not read so long ago, Ubiyoim Simchaschem Uvimayadichem Uvreshechatshechem. So the Safi has different understandings. One of the understandings here is Ubiyoim Simchaschem Eidu Hashabasos. So we see there is a concept of Simcha by Shabbos Lachayra from the Safi. However, this is not a Gemara, and it's a Medrash, and the Beis Yosef does quote it, and he says from here is why we say in Davenim Yismuchu B'malchus Hashem Yishabbos V'kar Yonek. But we'll have to understand this idea, the nature of the Simcha of Shabbos, where we see conflicting Makoris and Chazal as to whether or not there is an Akud of Simcha or not. The truth is that we don't find it in Shas. Although we do have it this Yerushalmi, and we have the Sifri, we don't have it at all in Torah's Bavli. And the reason why that is, as we'll explain in B'siyata D'Shmaya, is because in the Chitzonius of Shabbos, which is in the world of Halach of Shabbos, there is no Simcha. Whereas if you turn to the Zayah HaKadosh, there are countless Maya Makomos in the Zayah HaKadosh which tell us that there is a concept of Simcha and Shabbos. And you have many of them in front of you. This is the day of tremendous Simcha, of above and below. And again, the Simcha of all Simchas. The Simcha that all Emunah can be found there. And again in the Zayar Chadash, the Shabsa Boy Barnash Lamechte Bimama Valailya, to delight in the Simcha of Shabbos by day and by night. And again in the Zayar Chadash Pashas Emor, Bahayoima the Shabsa Isnashi called Sa'ara Vachal Gruza Vachal Ducha Mikolama Vigantiyu Yoima the Hilula de Malka. Very important Lashon. The Yoima the Hilula de Malka, the Chasana of the Malka. And again, the Nishmasin Itoivsvan Kigavna the Amadas, eh? Once again, a reference to the Neshama Yaseira. And take a look at the next four Maimakomos, which all connect the Simcha of Shabbos to the Neshama Yaseira. Uchadeni Toysef Ruach Nishmasa be Israel akol chad v'chad ubahayi Nishmasa Yaseira Nashin kolatsa v'chemsa v'leshtakach v'chad v'lila v'zada. The Neshama Yaseira is the core reason for the Simcha and Shabbos. And again, Ubaho Taisefis Chadan, right? That Tosefis Nishama, Vyis Nishiminaya Komilin, the Chav, Chotzar, Vachalakin, Valda, Itoisef Nishmasa, the Chadu Bishab, so the Simch of Shabbos is the Nishama Yisrael of Shabbos. And this is clear from the Svatsemis and Parashas for A. Iker Hasimcha Beha'aras Hanishama. The Iker Hasimcha began Eden, as it says, Shehasimcha Bimono. Velachim Bishabbos Koydish, Sheban Nishama Yisrael began Eden. Who's Mat Simcha? Take a look at the Rakeach. B'yoyim Simchaschem Zeh Shabbos, according to the Sifri. V'lakach Yosef B'reish Tfilas Shabbos, we say Yismach Moshe. Klemmer Yuchal L'smoyach B'man Eschelko, Sheherer Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oitzer Shabbos, L'das Ki Ani Hashem Mekadosh. That's the pasuk from which we know, if you remember, you must remember, that the Inyan of Shabbos, Shalai Nitna Ela Betzina, so the Rekech is saying that the Simcha Shabbos is an outgrowth of the Neshama Yaseira, which comes from the Pnimius of Shabbos, from the Beis Genozai of Shabbos. So to understand the nature of this Simcha, why it is that in Halacha there is no Simcha, certainly not the Araisa, and perhaps not even Midrabanan, comes from this place of Pnimius of Shabbos. So go back to the top of the page. B'minhagim Kasav, in the Sefer Minhagim, he writes that there are those who are Messiah, Menusach, and Davanim, V'yismecha v'cha Yisrael, Oyhavei Shemecha, which is a lesson which we find by Yom Tovim. V'chein hu b'rov ha-sidurim, V'teim ha-gedoy lehi, she'ein shayach simcha rak b'regolim. Why are we mentioning in the lesson of the Tefillah, V'yismecha v'cha Yisrael, Oyhavei Shemecha? That's a Yom Tov dika thing, not a Shabbos dika thing. So v'lav kushihi, this is not a kushya, the lav b'simcha gashmi is dechilu ushtia ayri, which is the inyan of simcha bayantiv. Shehari le'tiknu lamar v'yismechu v'ah Yisrael, doesn't say b'ah, which is an inyan in the yantiv itself, in the yom of the day. The ha'umash v'da b'simcha shabbos ayri, doesn't say that it's coming from the day. Ela what? V'yismechu v'cha Yisrael. Because it's a simcha ruchnias, which is a simcha in kutcha b'richu. So the very nature of the Simcha Gashmi, which is clear as a halacha bayantif, is a simcha in the day, It then manifests itself clearly in halach and achil and shtia as a ramar ma'is. You bring a korban shlamin on yontev, and there's a din yachil and shtia on yontev. That's all a function of simchas yontev in the day itself. But the simcha of Shabbos comes from a different place. It comes from, as the lashon is, v'yismichu v'cha Yisrael. And if you take a look at the Torah Savos, which is the Rebbe from Slanim, Yom HaShabbos huzman simcha kivyachal itzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'al kein mitzvah l'smayach bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a simcha on this day. U'befrat be'ez amir shiz v'zish Baruch Hu. Uchmai de'isa b'sefer yal yoshu l'arinu tam. Simen lo'ayhev, how do you know somebody who truly loves you? She'sameach b'simcha sahuvo. Because even though it's not really his simcha, he's happy because he loves the next person, and through that ava they become one, and therefore your simcha is my simcha. And that's the nature of the simcha on Shabbos. It's the nature of the simcha of simen lo ayhev shesameach b'simcha sahuvo, and it goes very nicely with the lashon we mentioned before in Menhagim. V'yismecha b'cha Yisrael. Why b'cha Yisrael? Because ayav eshemecha, because we love you. And since we love you, your simcha is our simcha. So really what this means is that the simcha of Shabbos is simchas kutshevrichu, that he has a special nachas and a special simcha on this day, and we'll have to explain the nature of the simcha. And for that, this next Mayim Malkum is going to help us, which is the Sefer Abayir here. Very Yeshayi, the stick of Sefer in Kabbalah, from the Chunya ben Akana, from the Tanoim. My time, Amar, as Shabsoi, Sai, Tishmoy, Rivali, Amar, as Shabsi. Mosh, the mother of Adayme, Lamelech, Shahai, Silo, Kalana, V'chol Shavua, V'Shavua, Mazmino, Yamech, Adli, Yosimai. So a beautiful Kala, and each week, the Chassan is Mazmin, her husband tells her to come. V'amelech, Yishlo, Banim, Noyim, V'ayavam. And the Melech has many Banim, and he loves them. And Omar Lahem, and he says to them, Hoyel v'chein hi simchu ata gam kein b'yom simchasri. So the Melech says, I want you, when he has other children, it seems like from a different wife, and he says he wants to marry this Kal, and he says, I want you to be mesameach with me. Because he says, simchu ata gam kein b'yom simchasri. Ki b'shalchem ani mishtadel, v'atem gam kein hadru yosi. I'm doing this for you. So the nature of the simcha, says the Sefer Abayir, why it's called Shabbos Sai, our Shabbos is, it's like my Shabbos, which is our Shabbos. It's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, this is my day where I have a simcha. But I want you to be mesameach with me in this day. So it's not that it's a din that Klal Yisrael has a simcha siyantiv, that Hashem wants us to rejoice in the day. Hashem says, I have simcha on this day. Come into my world. And if a Jew goes into the world of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Pnimiyus Hayoyim, which is where the Neshama Yisera knows about such a simcha, because it comes from that place, says this Masamez. So a person can find simcha in Shabbos because he's being mesameach in the Kadosh Baruch Hu simcha. But you hear the Lom de Shechiluk? It's not that Klai Yisrael has a simcha. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu has a simcha, and if we love him, then we're mishtatef in that simcha. Take a look at the Pitzadik, and we'll develop this idea a little bit more. The Pitzadik in the next Mar Makom writes, Darshu b'sefri b'yom simchaschem ilu ha-shabbosis. So he explains, Biyom Tov Yesh Mitzvah Simcha. Ma She'en Kim B'Shabbos She'en Bo Mitzvahs V'Samachta. You know, the Pitzadik was a Gevaldik of Baki and Kolat Harkula, right? He deals with it in a Lamdish way. He says, what's the sinyan of Yom Simchasam? He looks at this Chazal straight in the face. This doesn't make any sense. There's no Simcha on Shabbos. So he explains beautifully, Rak HaYisrael Kishe Mekabel Ol Malchusa Yisbarach B'Shmiras Shabbos. Through being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemaim. Not a din that you're mesameach in Shabbos, you're mesameach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. And that's called Simchas Chem Daika. It's not called Simchas HaShabbos, it's called Simchas Chem. Your Simcha, Hashem says, Klal Yisrael, this is your Simcha. I didn't tell you to be mesameach on Shabbos. Don't tell me that I told you about it. That's your Simcha if you choose to be mesameach. Why? Because you're being mishtatif in my Simcha. But not because I told you to. It's beautiful why it's called Uviyoim Simchas Chem. That's for a different time. So between the Shabbos, take a look at Lashon Rambam and Chuvis. And again, it's hard to know Lashon Rambam and Chuvis if it's really this is the actual Lashon. It's probably not. He writes, "Between the Shabbos, I am in rak dvarim misamchim u'maskirin niflor sabari. Ve'ein mekvachshem rachamim b'sachadunu. There's no bakasha such Shabbos at all. Ki b'Shabbos tzarech lios sameach benelas lahoydes lakel shenasa menuch la'ama Yisrael." The nature of Simcha and Shabbos is that we're Moide HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have Menucha and Shabbos. There's a Din Menucha and Shabbos, and the Simcha comes from the Haida that we have a Yom Menucha, but that's not called a Din Simcha. It's not a din simcha. But for this concept, if you take it at the top left a little bit, there's another lashon of the Zayar. The Zayar says, "Im inish yol lebeisei bechedva v'kabel u'shpizim bechedva v'inish v'atze bechedva." If a Jew comes home from shul on Friday night, and he's mekabel his guests b'simcha, and his family b'simcha, and his wife b'simcha, v'hai shayit ha-shchinta amez zeshalihu. Zeshalihu. It's a beautiful lashon. But it means zeshalihu is the following thing. Zeshalihu, because if he comes home b'simcha on Friday night, what's his simcha? What is he so happy about? By Yontav, he's happy because he has Peres, Zman Asifa, Zman Bikurim, Pesach is his Cheres. What does he have to be Mesameach for on Shabbos already? What's the Simcha on Shabbos? What is he happy about? The Teretz says, if he's Mesimcha on Shabbos, that means Shalihu. That he's been Mesameach in my Simcha, Rabbeinu Shalom says. Where else does that come from? So the Simcha on Shabbos is something which emanates from the Neshama of the day, from the Neshama Yaseir of the day, from the Oitzar, from the Tzniyas, from the Beis Genazai of the day. That's where the Simcha comes from. As much as a person is Oyev the Melech, he's B'Sameach in the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to understand a little bit more, the being Mekabel, Malchus HaYisparach, during the week, means that you're Mekabel upon yourself, the edicts and the dinim of the Melech. And there's not a lot of Simcha in that per se. You just do what you gotta do. But the Simcha which you have on Shabbos is that you rejoice in the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why that is as follows. It's not Nikar HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus during the week. Because there's Akatia Avdi Dachashverish Anon. And Akatia Avdi the Trump Anon. What happens is that on Shabbos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings down the Shechina Kadosha, and he is Melech. It's a Ha'orah from the Asalavu on Shabbos. The Shechina is here. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech. He's Megala Malchusa. And so those people who are part of his Malchus during the week, they're Yisbuch of Malchus on Shabbos. Because you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the Melech Machiam Lachim on Shabbos. So the kafid, that which you're makabal or machashmayim during the week, in a way where it hurts a little bit, will be the degree of simcha, like Chazal say. Right? It's kafum sar agra, hayom lasaisam, umochar, which is Shabbos, lakabal scharim. And that's schar that the Gemara says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is moidiyah, that's schar bepnimius. That schar is neskala on Shabbos. Kafid, what you're makabal, even bitsar, the old malchus on during the week, will be the simcha of malchusa, which a person has on Shabbos. But note, Rabbi Yisai, but note the following thing. Yismuchu v'malchuscha, to who? Shomer Shabbos. Now, Shomer Shabbos means two things. Those who are mitzapa the Shabbos, like we explained. But Shomer Shabbos means those who keep the Shabbos. The halachas of Shabbos. So therefore, a person can have simchas yontif if he's mechal yontif. It's not a stira. He's mechal yontif, but he still has a halacha of simchas yontif. But in Shabbos, it doesn't work that way. It's only if a person is Shomer Shabbos that he keeps the halachas of Shabbos, and he doesn't contaminate the Neshama Yesera, from which the real Simcha comes from, he'll be Zeichet to the Yismuchu v'malchus Chabashamish. But it has to be a Shomer Shabbos. But if he a person is Mechal Shabbos, it's not Shaykh by him Simcha Shabbos. Because he doesn't have a Neshama Yesera. Like we explained yesterday, by such a person, the Neshama Yesera goes away right away. So he has a Bissela Simcha on the night of Friday night, in the Friday night davening, which he says very nicely, Gam B'Simcha V'Tzahala, right? And the whole Lechadoidi, which is Gebait on what? Pnimius HaTorah. It's a halacha of Kabbalah Shabbos. It's all from Pnimius. And all the expressions of Simcha, the whole sage of Kabbalah Shabbos, all comes from where? Comes from Pnimius HaTorah. If a Jew doesn't say Kabbalah Shabbos, he just does a regular ma'arv and doesn't say anything about Simcha on Shabbos. But the whole Simcha of Kabbalah Shabbos comes from Pnimius HaTorah. It comes from the Ramak. It comes from the Arizal. That's where it comes from. This is Pshan Pasuk. Chedvas Hashem Hima Uzchem. Chedvas Hashem Hima Uzchem, the Pasuk says about Shabbos. The Navi says, the Chedva of Hashem is Ma'uzchem on Shabbos. But it's called Hashem's Chedva. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Simcha. And perhaps that's what it means, going back to the Yerushalmi, without getting into the particulars. Yerushalmi said about Shabbos, Sheshem Schaso Tluya Bidei Shamai. That the Simcha of Shabbos is Tluya Bidei Shamai. Our Simcha is that as much as we're Meshtatef with Shemayim, because the Simchas Shemayim, that's the degree of Simcha which we have in Shabbos Kodesh. Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful lashon, and it's a very deep piece, where Rabbi Nachman says in the Kutim Aron Tinyan HaSimon Yedzayin, Tzarech lizar ma'od ma'od lios ach sameach v'tov lev b'Shabbos. Ki maylos k'dushas Shabbos gedoyla v'yekar ma'od, kamavur b'chol asfarim, u'befar pereshes chachma b'shar k'dusha, v'roi lulmat sham. Velasim libo hatev al kol hadvarim hanemoyim sham ba'oitzim malas kedushas Shabbos kili sheislahi libo lakabel Shabbos besimcha gedoyla v'atzuma. This is the simcha on Friday night, and Rabbi Nachman writes ki ikar mitzvahs kibbut Shabbos kodesh, and we know kibbut Shabbos is a halach in Shabbos. He has simcha. Rabbi Nachman says that the Iker Halach of Kavod Shabbos is Simcha, because there's no din of Simcha on Shabbos. Liyosameach ma'od b'Shabbos Kodesh, v'libli laharbas chas v'shalom shum atzvus v'daiga klal b'Shabbos, laharbas b'tanugi Shabbos l'chom enitayna, ki nachil l'shem abushim g'mimah shiyuchal, ashrei ha-mishtadu l'smeach b'Shabbos, ki Iker Kavod Shabbos hu ha-Simcha. We don't have time to go into this, what the Indian is of Kavod Shabbos that pertains to the Simcha Shabbos, but you see, Rabbi Nachman has to like bring it out of you. To be mishtadl in that, because it comes from the pnimius of the day, and this is supported from the last ramakam on the page, which comes from Sichas Aran and Kuf Nun Hey. This is a discussion which took place between Rabbi Nasim and Rabbi Nachman. He says that Rabbi Nachman used to bother me all the time to have Simchan Shabbos. And I was anisi v'amarti, I told him once, ani chafetz v'rotzim ma'odios b'simcha b'shabbos. Right? Even though I don't have it, says in the back, I really, really want, even though I don't have it. So Anav Amar LaHa'olam Hashmata Mashalaymer. Everybody around here, you hear what he said, right? Hate the Vashadiva. That's what you're supposed to say. Okay? It's a madrika to have Simchan Shabbos. Not that you have Simchan Shabbos. Not a din. You could be yotzei the halacha of Simchan Shabbos. It's there for people who want it. It's Yismichov Amalchus. It's Shoyim Shabbos. Those who want the Simcha of Shabbos, but it takes work to be zeichet to that. It's an investment during the week and to come into the pnimius chambers of Shabbos to be zeichet to that Simchan Shabbos. And I'll just point out parenthetically, because if you go through the sugyas of Simchan Shabbos, it seems like it's mashal from a Rambam in Hilchas Ishus and Perak Yod that there is a Simchan Shabbos in Ma'ar v'Simcha v'Simcha. It's not true. Take a look at B'tzel HaChachma. There's no din Simchan Shabbos, and so says the Shita Mikubetzis. It's just not the morning seder, this afternoon seder. So there's not a din of Simchan Shabbos. And perhaps it's the Rabbanah, but it seems like more, and even if there is a Rabbanah, the Simcha is coming from the Pnimiyas Hayayim. And the truth is, maybe we'll explain it a little bit tomorrow, is that the more and more we come closer to that Zman of Lasa level, the Simcha Shabbos becomes greater and greater, which is why the Tamid de Basham made a very beginning about Simcha. There's stories from today to tomorrow to talk about it. But it's been rumored also in the Halacha, in Simin Shin Lamed Tes, where the Mechaber writes that it's usher to clap and to dance on Shabbos. It's usher. Al Pi Din, it would seem like it's Mamash Asa. But the Ramah says, no, that it's Mutter. And it's a very shaky Ramah, because he says, nowadays we don't know how to make a clay shear, and all the mafarshim ask, what do you mean you don't know how? It's a gzeira, you don't just mevatel gzeiras. But the pshat is that we're noed bezeh, and the tzaddikim were makbid on this. And some tzaddikim said, if you didn't clap and dance on Shabbos, you're mamash chaser and you're ikar simchas on Shabbos. Some tzaddikim would dance mamash the whole night through. The son of Rabbi Elazar Jikover, Reuven Medbitzer, he would dance mamash hours, every Friday night, till the morning he would dance. Till the morning, every single Shabbos. There's stories about that. This is mamash ikur gadol, the Simcha Shabbos. Where does it come from? It comes from every, like every minhag comes from the pnimius. Every minhag comes from pnimius, and that's why minhag is doicha halacha many times, because in the pnimius is where the Simcha Shabbos lies. So a Jew doesn't have any shaykhis to the Indian of Simcha Shabbos if not connected to the pnimius of Shabbos. That's what's called yisbucho b'malchus hoyim Shabbos. That the more that a person is makabal amalchus shemayim and he gets into the world and the Simcha of Kutshe Brichu, that's where he's going to find his own personal Simcha Shabbos.